Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with a new friend, Jonathan Bell, but not for long. He's going to become our longtime friend over time because he's got a lot to teach us about, especially in the area of employment law, which is his forte. Bell Law Group, Jonathan, tell us about it.
Yeah, so we're labor and employment lawyers. Me and my wife are both partners of the firm. We have six attorneys overall, a good staff, and we do both employer and employee cases, primarily based out of New York, and we also represent federal employees nationwide.
So you're a family you're a family business, aren't you?
Family business.
Have you applied for PPP?
We have. Yes, we applied for PPP, and our loan was submitted through Chase after some obstacles, but we got it in. We haven't heard anything yet, but we'll see what happens.
Well, good. So one of the things that I'm worried about...
My entire staff is working from home. And so I'm one of those people that we fought hard. We haven't laid anybody off yet. We haven't reduced any salaries.
Good.
You know, we really run our company like family. I would never want to tell somebody that they lost their job. So we're fighting and fighting. And,
good for you.
You know, we're waiting for, hopefully for these loans to come through.
So I need your website, too.
It's BellLG.com, Bell, as in Bell Law Group, BellLG.com.
All right, and they can find out how you help your clients and the workbooks, the policy books and things that you guys produce for your clients, the counseling you do.
Yeah.
So go to
My goal is to make all my clients compliant, whether it be with the ADA or wage and hour type laws, or I help my companies that I represent hire and fire and employment contracts. We do it all as far as employer.
BellLG.com. So, Jonathan, you and I both know that members of your profession are already strategizing how they're going to monetize this through litigation over the next 5 to 10 years. They've already got class actions, strategies lined up. You and I both know that that's going on right now. How do we protect ourselves from that? You were talking in the previous segment about how complying with things like the family sick leave and that kind of thing. How do we protect ourselves?
Yeah, so unfortunately, you're right. There's a lot of lawyers and all types of professions that try to capitalize on a situation like this, which is awful. That's why my firm has been offering free help for any small business owners who kind of need to navigate the system. But putting that aside, this is where I see the litigation coming from. There's something called extended FMLA, if you have 500 or less employees. And what extended FMLA means is that you have an employee, if they're sitting at home, if they have their children at home or their child at home and the school's closed, they literally get 12 weeks off. 10 of those, the first 2 weeks are unpaid. The rest of those weeks are paid at two-thirds of the salary at $200 an hour. Mm-hmm. I just have a feeling the companies are not aware of it, and they might be terminating people or putting them on some type of leave when they have to give them extended FMLA.
But they're really putting themselves in jeopardy, aren't they?
They are. So that's number one. So that's extended FMLA. Then there's paid sick leave. So that about 2 weeks that I said were unpaid?
Right.
Really, they are paid because same thing, under 500 employees, you could take paid sick leave, which is 80 hours worth of pay. And that's also a new federal law. Both of these laws passed April 1st, specifically due to COVID-19. Now, the extended FMLA only has to do with if your child's home. The 80 hours of paid sick leave is if you're sick or you're taking care of somebody sick or you have a child at home for those three reasons.
So if somebody wanted to engage you to help them, you would help them, or you would help them find somebody, right? If they went to BellLG.com, you guys would help them one way or the other?
Absolutely, yes.
Because if they're on the other side of the country,
what I'm doing, I'm really making an effort on my Facebook and LinkedIn page, constantly giving free videos, free advice, telling everybody day by day
what are your Facebook handles and your LinkedIn handles? What are they?
They're both at Bell Law Group.
At Bell Law Group. Okay, so check that out, folks. Yep. Hey, Jonathan, thank you for being here. Will you come back?
Of course. I really appreciate you having me on. I really enjoyed the appearance. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, you did a good job, Jonathan. And hang on, I got some things I want to ask you. Jonathan Bell, ladies and gentlemen, Bell Law Group. BellLG.com is the website. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other's. And this, too, will pass.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.